Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight as well. If you have your Bibles with you, go ahead and look with me to the book of 2 Kings in chapter 18. I know we have a whole lot going on tonight, but I just wanted to at least give you an introduction into the series we're going into on the life of King Hezekiah. It's what God has recorded for us in the life of Hezekiah, possibly in one of the greatest kings to rule over the southern kingdom of Judah. According to the word of God and what God reveals to us about Hezekiah, he was the greatest king to rule over the southern kingdom of Judah. And I believe it's so much in the Bible about Hezekiah. Now, if you're looking for the book of Hezekiah, somebody's tricking you, okay? And I was at a meeting one time, they said, turn to Hezekiah chapter 3, and there's some pages wrestling around. I'm thinking, wait a minute, there is no Hezekiah chapter 3. And even though Hezekiah is, God has given us much about the life of Hezekiah. And it was a life from the beginning to the end of righteousness. A tremendous example for us to look to and to be helped and blessed by as we go through and study the life of Hezekiah. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think it's going to be a help to us on Wednesday nights. So I wanted to give you just a little bit of a taste of what we're getting into on Wednesday nights before we get into the other business meetings and things. But 2 Kings chapter 18, go ahead and stand with me. We'll read the word of God together. Verses 1 through 3. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And this is the most important thing right here. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David, the greatest king that we know of in the Old Testament, the Bible reveals, his father did. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you now. We do love you. Thank you for opportunity that we've had available to be in church and for all that's here that's taken advantage of it. I pray, God, as we just spend a few minutes and just introducing this Bible character that you have recorded for us to learn from, Hezekiah, I pray, God, that you would help us to receive a blessing and understanding and be excited even about what's to come in our study of this great servant of God. Work in our midst now. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Now, as you know, that after King Solomon died, David's son, and after David had promoted Solomon, and God called Solomon to be the king over the united kingdom of Israel. And then he was the last of the kings over the united kingdom of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. After that, there was a split, and they become two kingdoms. And you study the Old Testament, you'll find that there is the 10 tribes, which became known as the northern kingdom of Israel, referred to as by many as Israel. And when you see it mentioned in the Bible, a lot of times when it mentions Israel, if it is the past, the united kingdom of Israel, then it's referring to the northern kingdom, which is the 10 tribes that make up the northern kingdom. This is also, these 10 tribes, the northern kingdom, are referred to as Samaria and also Ephraim. And so when you're studying the scriptures and you find the Bible and God talks about Ephraim, he's talking about the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel. And then we have Judah and Benjamin became the southern kingdom known as Judah. Okay, so we have after Solomon, then we had a split. The united kingdom became two different kingdoms, a northern kingdom, a southern kingdom, and there was kings that would rule each kingdom. And sad to say, there was none up until Hezekiah that did right. Israel, the northern kingdom, would not have one king that would lead Israel in a right direction. And thus they would go into captivity Assyrian captivity much earlier than what Judah would go into captivity. Because the only thing that would keep them out of captivity is God. And God blesses righteousness. And the nation that is full of righteousness has the blessing of God. You turn away from righteousness and you do not have the blessings of God. And so we'll be studying some of those things, but Judah and Benjamin became the southern kingdom known as Judah. Both would turn away from God, both of these kingdoms under ungodly kings. And then we find Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the son of an ungodly king. As he was a son of an ungodly king, he was also raised in an evil, a very evil environment where Ahaz, his father, would offer his children to other gods. He would have living sacrifice. And we find Hezekiah would have been raised in this kind of ungodly environment. But he was also, by God's grace, raised by a godly mother. Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. Which as we study in Zechariah, the Zechariah that we're talking about here was a godly man. And so this godly man, Zechariah, raised a godly daughter who would be the wife of an evil king, but would give birth to Hezekiah. And then Hezekiah also had a spiritual shepherd that God would place over him. And this spiritual shepherd that God would place over him was the prophet Isaiah. Now that's a blessing, just understanding that. Because in order for Hezekiah to make the decisions to do right and to look to God, he would have had to have been influenced. And God gives us opportunities to be influenced by the right people. And sometimes it's not even a father, sometimes it's not a mother, sometimes it's someone that God brings into your life. But we'll study some of Hezekiah's background and what he would have had to endure in the home of an ungodly evil king and all the different things that would take place. The key to Hezekiah was he chose to be influenced by his mother instead of his father, because there was totally two different influences in his life. And he chose to allow the man that God brought into his life as the shepherd, if you would, as a spiritual advisor to him, Isaiah. And when you read the book of Isaiah and you study the Kings and Chronicles, you're going to find that Isaiah played a huge part in Hezekiah's development. He played a huge part in Hezekiah's desire to choose the God of his mother and the God of Isaiah. People have a choice. Not a righteous God could not hold you accountable for something you could not have done. God knows the opportunities that each and every one of us have. He knows what he has brought into our lives, the influences that he has made available to us. Whether we take advantage of it or not, you're accountable for what God brings into your life. I believe that every church member is accountable to what God has for you through the Lighthouse Baptist Church. And when you have opportunity to receive what God has for you, you need to take advantage of it, because that's what God has for you, and that's the influence that you need to be able to make right choices. If we're not taking advantage of what God has already brought into our lives and given us opportunity to grow and to learn, then even though we might not have made the right choices, and we didn't even understand, but we didn't understand it because we wouldn't take advantage of what God had already done for us. Hezekiah, and we'll study this, but he chose to let his mother influence him instead of his father. He chose to let Isaiah instead of the prophets of Baal. And the ungodly religions of the day that they were warned about going into the promised land where there would be human sacrifices. He chose. That was one of the most important things that made the difference in his life. He chose God. Hezekiah's life is an inspiration to all who will look to and be influenced by his testimony. You're going to find in Isaiah's life, and this is about as far as I'm going to go here tonight just to help you understand this, but we're going to be looking at four major battles recorded for us to look to, and how Hezekiah, who made the right choice to follow after the God of Israel, who did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, not did that which was right in the sight of humanity, not did that which was right in the sight of his father, not who did that which was right in the philosophies of the world. No, he looked to God, and he determined he was going to do right according to God. God has made us aware of his will and his ways because he has preserved his word for us today. We all will give an account to what God has recorded in his word. It's been the same thing for some 2,000 years. You'll have your whole entire life to make a decision what you're going to do with God's word, the Bible. And those that are going to do right in God's eyes need to understand what is right in God's eyes. The only way we can understand what's right in God's eyes is to understand what God has revealed to us. And what God has revealed to us is the scriptures, is the very words of God. And that's what we'll give an account for. That's why we need to make sure that we continue to attend a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church. If you believe what the Bible teaches, attend a church at what? Teaches the Bible. That's been our motto since the very beginning of the history of this church. Four major battles recorded for us to look to. The first would be the purging of the kingdom. It's never popular to purge. But they had been under his father, an evil king, who had been sacrificing his own children to the prophets of Baal and through ungodly devil worship. The people had been influenced by that, and they were following after that king, and the new king comes on. The first thing you have to do is purge that which is sinful, that which is against God. If you want God's blessings, then you got to purge out the things that hinder us from God's blessings. And so the first thing we're going to study there is what he knew he had to get done, and he got it done. He purged the kingdom. The second thing, he faced Assyrian captivity. Anytime you're doing something good for God, you're going to find you're going to have opposition from the devil. If you can live without any opposition from the devil, you're not doing anything for God. Amen. It's just true. When you make the decision, I'm going to start serving God, I'm going to do things right in God's eyes, I'm going to live my life to please him, I guarantee you're going to struggle. You're going to fight some battles. How did Hezekiah fight these battles? We got an example. Because he was victorious in fighting those battles. He was victorious in purging the kingdom. He would be victorious in facing Assyrian captivity. Then he faced a fatal disease. He faced death before he was ready to die. How'd that go? Somehow or another, he got 15 extra years because of what he did and how he addressed it. Well, there's a whole lot there for us to learn. We're facing the infirmities, and we're facing physical health issues and whatever. Hezekiah has the best example for us to follow. Yeah, and what God did for him, I'll tell you what, most of you already know, but Act like you don't until we get to it, okay? But what a blessing. He faced a fatal disease and didn't die. But he was pronounced he was going to die by Isaiah, the prophet. And then lastly, he faced the dangers of prosperity. If there's any negative at all, it would be in that very end when he allowed a little pride maybe to get in the way, and he faced the dangers of prosperity, but he acknowledged it in the end. So Hezekiah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. I'm excited about preaching and teaching it, and I trust you'll be excited about coming back out on Wednesday nights and finding the help that God has for us through the life of Hezekiah. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for just an introduction, just a few thoughts concerning this godly king that you have recorded for us. And Lord, names and faces change. People don't. Same kind of battles that they faced then, in principle, we face today. Because we got the same adversary. Same devil that worked in his life during his time, working in our life in this 21st century. And the answers and how to overcome these evils is the same. Look to you. Do that which is right. Choose to make the right decisions based on the very words of God. Pray that you'd help us to look forward to this and be faithful to come and to be able to be helped and strengthened by it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.